good morning, good evening, good. And I'm like still walking away. Yeah. All right, take only.
Good morning, good evening, good night. When you're listening, this is your Raiders Sports Report. I am Seth Lopez, followed by my colleague, Aiden Hatch.
Hello.
Today, we got quite the episode for you guys, talking to Kylie and Jezre from softball, and then finishing it off with upcoming sports. Let's jump right into it. Guys, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
So, I'm Kylie, and I'm currently a senior here at Redwood High School, and I've been playing softball for since I was about 8. It's been a long time. Wow. Yeah, it is. I would say, like, a fun fact about me is that I'm moving to Georgia after I graduate, so that's exciting, and it's bittersweet a little bit, you know. You know, Visalia is the only place I grew up, so it's going to be nice, a nice change, so...
I'm Jezre Allen. I'm graduating this year. I've played softball for basically since I was out of the womb because my mom played softball. So it's like she got me in like right away. And then a fun fact about me is I lived in Arizona and Tennessee.
Wow.
That's fun.
So the exact opposite.
Yeah. Basically. I can talk to her a lot about moving and stuff.
Yeah. What has been your guys' biggest challenge this year?
I would say injuries.
Yeah.
We have a huge DL list, and like Jezre was on it, so I'm sure she can speak about it a lot.
I just came back from an injury about 2 weeks ago. I had torn ligaments, so I had to wear a boot for 2 months, and then I had to wait for another month, do PT and all that stuff to get my strength back. I still don't, I'm not like 100%, but it's good to be back and practicing and all that stuff.
Yeah, and we have a few starters on there too. So like Shelby Somavia, she's on there for the concussion right now. She was our starting catcher. And then Bella is looking at a concussion right now too. So yeah, just a lot of injuries. Like, so for example, we had like 20 people on the team, and now we're only at like 15 people because like five of them are injured.
You know what? We've noticed that that's like, that's really common for every sport at Red Bull.
Oh,
right,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Soccer has concussions. And
that's crazy.
And track had like shin splints. Every single person in track had shin
splints. I think it's coming back from like COVID, you know? Like everyone's body was like different and like not ready.
It's a full season.
I was going to say that we definitely over COVID, I was not staying active.
Yeah.
So I can see how a lot of people are bound for injuries. So
just 0 to 60 real
quick. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
What injury did you get and how did you get it?
It's kind of embarrassing how I got it, but it happened during practice on Valentine's Day, and we were practicing pickoffs with the catchers at first, and I came back because the catcher like kind of threw it at my head when I was like way off the base, so I was like trying to come back, and my foot was halfway on the base, and it just rolled over, and I heard a lot of popping, and so I was like, okay, that just happened.
Yeah, I didn't think she was injured at first because she was just laying there, but she wasn't, like, crying or anything. Yeah. I was like, are you good?
I, like, when it comes to those things, I don't cry. I just let it happen, and I'm just like, that just happened.
Okay. Yeah, we were all just like, get up, Jez, you're good. She's not good.
I, like, went up, and, like, right away my ankle was the size of, like, a softball, basically.
Oh,
I was
gosh.
Like, okay, guys.
Yeah, and it's been a pattern this season, so...
Yeah, because I was the second girl to get hurt with the ankle injury because the first one happened when we were practicing pickles and it was on turf and her cleat got stuck in the turf and it just...
And we have another one too.
Yeah.
But she heard it in PE. Yeah. She ain't heard it at the sport.
No.
What was it like adjusting this year with the new coach?
Our new coach is amazing. Honestly, I love the new change because previously Coach Rooney has been the coach for a long time. I think it was like 28 seasons or something like that. Brought home many Valley champions. So I was fully expecting to have him here again. But having a new coach, it's honestly really refreshing. And I think because we were kind of going in like a downhill part of our season. And I think with like a new refresh and everything, we can definitely go up from here. And I'm really happy to see how softball can go, how Redwood softball can take off and stuff. So
having a new coach has been really nice because – it's like it's her and then her dad is the assistant coach, so it's like it feels like we're just one big family because they're obviously like family, so like it just feels like the team has like really gotten together really well this season.
Yeah, and it's nice since it's a father and daughter thing because What was I going to say? Oh, they agree on his stuff a lot. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, in previous teams, I've had, like, the main head coach and the assistant coach didn't really agree on everything. But since, like, the daughter was taught by her dad, they agree on a lot of things, which is nice because it's not, like, confusing or anything or something like that. So, but, like Jesse said, we're a huge family. And, like, it's nice because in previous years we didn't really have a lot of team bonding experiences. But now we have, like, a ton of team dinners. Like, we have one tomorrow on Friday. So, Coach Steve is going to make some smash burgers for us before playoffs.
Does the baseball team have team dinners?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday?
Wow. Every Wednesday.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we don't have them that much.
What the heck?
They're beating us by team bonding.
I'm sure we'll get there one day.
Do you guys, and going deeper in this team bonding, do you guys, like, go and do events outside of just those, like, team dinners or anything?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny because after a team dinner we had a few weeks ago, we had pizza at our Coach Steve's house, and the night, now we know where our coaches live. That same night, we went and TP'd their house, like a little team thing. It was fun just because we could all, like, bond over pranking our coaches and stuff. So
did you tell her this, or is she going to see this pretty mad?
They found out on the cameras.
They have cameras.
Yeah. We tried wearing all black. It didn't work. They knew. I think we did it too soon. We should have waited a couple weeks.
How are you guys feeling coming into playoffs next week?
I feel really confident about our team because we just beat LD, and if we beat them, that was to secure our second place spot in WYL, and it was a huge win for us. So, and I think that boosted our confidence really, like, up there. So I feel really confident about this team.
Yeah, I definitely think playing LD and winning off a walk-off, too, really, like, sparked a fire under us. And now we're playing Whitney today, and so if we win this one, then we're going to have a really huge high going into playoffs and a really boost of confidence, which is good for our team because sometimes when we, like, play Hanford or we lose, like, our team tends to get a little bit down. But I think this could be good for us because we're up on highs with a streak of two wins. So I think it'll be good for us. I think we're pretty confident.
So it's a long season, around, like, 25 games or more.
Yes.
Yeah. What has your coach done to still make it fun for you guys?
Our coach, she kind of spices up practice every once in a while. So, like, a lot of Fridays are, like, our fun days. So, like, the other day we played inverse softball. So we, like, had a hit left-handed,
right-handed.
Oh, yeah, because Jez is a lefty. To, like, hit right-handed or left-handed, depending, or throw with the opposite hand. And then you had to run backwards to third base. So, like, I think that, going back to, like, the team bonding thing, that can also be team bonding in the form of practice as well, just because we're all goofing off and, like, having a whole bunch of fun. So, and then, like, to keep it interesting, we also, like, do different drills and stuff in the batting cages, or, like, to split up infielders and outfielders to do different drills to help execute our plays in games.
Yeah. Basically what kind of
I saw that you guys were went out to a Miracle League game a couple weeks ago. How was that?
It was really nice because I felt like that was another team bonding for us too.
Then,
like, we all had fun. We all were, like, cheering everyone on, especially Red Lightning.
Red Lightning.
That was our guy.
He had, like, red hair and everything. Yeah. He was so fun. But the Miracle League honestly was an eye-opening experience, being, like, how privileged I am to be able to play my sport, and helping out with them really put a smile on my face and almost tears to my eyes. I was really close because, like, those kids, they really, like, attach to you because they're there, and they want you to run the bases with them and stuff. And we took pictures after, and, like, I met I had a friend, Benny. He was playing on the field, and his parents, like, took pictures of both of us and stuff. And I feel like I really made a difference that day, you know, putting a smile on someone's face and playing the sport that they always wanted to play.
Wow.
So, age-old question everyone wants to know. It's a softball, but it's hard. Why do they call it that?
I knew this was coming. I don't have any idea. It is very hard. If you've seen people get hit with softballs and the bruises they leave, they're hard. I have no idea why they call it softball.
I don't know either. Like, it's obviously hard because last season I got hit with a foul ball, and you could just see the imprint of the softball. It was just
got the stitches.
Yeah.
It's
not fun.
Yeah. I don't know. Age old question. I don't even know.
Undecided.
Yeah. Undecided.
All right, Aiden, we'll pass it on to you for upcoming games.
Cool. cool. So actually this week, there's nothing going on. There's no home games going on because we're moving into playoffs. Mm-hmm. But there was one sport. What was it? Oh, it was baseball. Both baseball playoff games are still undecided on where the site is. Mm-hmm. So it could possibly be Redwood.
Tuesday should be a home game.
Oh, really?
Tuesday should be a home game.
So Tuesday, May 17th.
Subject to change, though. Should be a home game, though.
Yeah. Possibly home game, but there's not even a time, so.
Yeah.
Just look out for it, I guess. I don't know. We don't even know
what just it's going to be. Check out our Instagram.
Yeah. Check out our Instagram. But that's it.
All right, that's all I have for today. I would like to thank Kylie as well as Jezere for coming on to the show. That's all I have for today. Get sporty.